WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, White House COVID-19 officials admit they won't reach the goal of getting 70% of American adults vaccinated with at least one shot by the 4th of July, but say they're nearly at that goal. This as the Delta variant is now responsible for 20% of all new COVID cases in the U.S. Jersey health officials are running with this information while Governor Murphy encourages residents to get vaccinated.
Go out and do your part to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
There are about 1,500 vaccination sites across the state. With revenues unexpectedly surging and the surplus at a record level, a lot of spending has been added to what's now a $46.4 billion state budget. Assemblywoman Serena DeMasso says there's no transparency around who requested what she tallies as $400 million in so-called Christmas tree items. Following a tuition freeze and a fee reduction during the height of COVID, the Rutgers Board of Governors has approved a $4.8 billion budget that adds about $400 to this year's average costs. A typical in-state full-time undergrad at Rutgers University, New Brunswick, will pay $15,804 for the upcoming school year. That's without room and board. A just-released report finds New Jersey interstate highways are in worse shape and more congested than highways in most other states.
There's a significant need in New Jersey for a significant increase in investment in the state's interstate highway system.
Rocky Moretti of the transportation nonprofit group TRIP says many roads in Jersey are not lasting as long as they should because the subbases are deteriorating. I'm Natalie Migliori. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 is proud to present the 21st annual Big Joe Henry Talent Show at Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach. Think you've got talent?
Let's see what you got, huh?
The winner receives over $10,000 in prizes. Enter now to be in the show. Go to NJ1015.com for all the details. Thanks to our sponsors, New Jersey Natural Gas, Worldwide Piano and Music School in Edison, and Gelman Images. The 21st annual Big Joe Henry Talent Show, coming this July to Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant Beach from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:04.
The parkway has construction northbound in the express lanes 109 to 114 and again from the Union Tolls to 145 and southbound near 129. Turnpike south near exit 4. Watch for road work there. And we've also got a crash on 195 eastbound before exit 16 in Jackson. It's on the median. Two cars were involved. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, we're looking good at the GW Lincoln and Holland, which has a closure scheduled for 11. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport at 918 on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. I've got a big show coming up for you on Thursday. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got to talk about toughening New Jersey up. We have become so weak and soft that we're letting government run our lives. It's time to stand up and fight back. I'll be in 6 to 10 a.m. on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com/Bill Spadia.
And I won't back down.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Pleasant weather will continue right through tomorrow evening. Tonight clear, again cool overnight. Low 50 to 55. The continued low humidity tomorrow. Good deal of sunshine. An afternoon high is 73 to 78. For Friday, more clouds than sun. It'll become a little more humid. High 75 to 80. Cooler at the shore. Humid and warmer Saturday. Partly sunny. High 83 to 88. Closer to 80 degrees at the shore. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
We are looking at 65 degrees in Cape May, 71 degrees in Cinnaminson, 69 degrees in Clark. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.